Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about Revelation 2:9. In the last video, we showed in Romans 2:28 and 29 that he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, the Bible told us. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Keep that in mind as we read Revelation 2:9. The Bible reads, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now in Romans 2:28, he said he's not a Jew, which is one outwardly. That means that when God looks today at the people that call themselves Jews, he said if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, Philippians 3:3, then they're not circumcised in the heart. They're not a Jew of the heart. They're a Jew outwardly, but God does not regard them as such. So that's why in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, he talks about people who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So when the Jews today say, we're Jews, God says they're lying because he says he's not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he's a Jew, which is one inwardly. Now, there have been a lot of people over the years who've talked about who the synagogue of Satan represents, as if there's any question about it, as if there's any mystery about it. There's only one religion in the world that uses synagogues. That would be Judaism. So when God talks about the synagogue of Satan, that's clearly who he's talking about. By the way, they're the only people who go around saying, we're Jews, when really God says they're not, because they don't believe in Christ. So it's a pretty clear fit, especially when you get the context of the next verse. Because right after he says they say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, he says in verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life. Why would God go directly from talking about the blasphemy of the synagogue of Satan straight into a verse about Christians being persecuted? That's because if you read the book of Acts, the Jews are always the ones persecuting the Christians. In fact, as you read the entire book of Acts, you'll never find the Romans persecuting the Christians one time in that book. But over and over again, it is always the Jews who persecute the Christians in almost every single chapter. That's why he associates the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews and are not, with persecution of believers, because they were the ones who were doing it at that time. There's no doubt about it. Judaism today is the synagogue of Satan.